Sava Yisrachal Lisser. Because you have Chalev, so Chalev is also by itself. There's also the called Chalev Chodam Boso Chalev, plus the Chumash and a couple of plates, and I'll have Chalev. So I have an Isser to eat this piece of meat. Now, when I go ahead and I mix this meat with milk, with the, again, it's from a kosher animal, at least from a behemoth tahor. So I mix it with kosher milk. So now, in addition to the Isser Chalev, I also have the Isser Boso Bechalev. So the Gemara is similar. The Man Gomor says you get Malkus, okay, for this. And Rashi's important point is Kasal Kadai to Dachila Kamar. We're talking about the Dachila Kamar, right? Hisubo Mishum Basim Cholabe. You warn him about not to eat it and so on. So the first opinion of the Gemara is that you get Malkus, the proposal is that the person who holds that you get Malkus because he believes that Isser Chal Isser, meaning the Isser of Basim Cholabe, will be Chal on top of the Isser of Chalif, right? Isser Chal Al Isser. Okay? And therefore the case is not, even though the Gemara's case, that's what Rashi's telling us. The Gemara's case is Itma Amivashel Chalev B'Cholov. But the assumption is that he went ahead and ate it. That's what Rashi says. Kosal Kodaito, the Rashi Dilmas of Chara Merloke, Kosal Kodaito, the Achila Kama. He's talking about the Achila. That's what we assume at this point. So the Mandama, the Gemara says, the Mandama who says Loke holds it, Isser Chalis, you can have one Isser can be Chal on top of an already existing Isser. You have an Isser Chalev, now you mix it with milk, now it's possible Chalov as well. Bechadama, the Mandama ain't a Loke, because there ain't Isser Chalis. The other mandama says, no, there's a rule that ain't Isser Chalis, you can't have two different Isserim, Chal on the same thing, since this piece of meat was already Osir to eat, Osir the Raisa, right? It's Osir to eat Chalif. So the fact that you mixed the milk doesn't change anything, it's irrelevant, right? The piece was already is Osir, so ain't Isser Chalis means that you already have something that's Osir, so now it can't be, there's no concept of being more Osir. You know, oh, this is even more Osir. It was Osir to begin with, right? So that the old ain't Isser Chalis, it's not more Osir, right? There's no such concept of more, if something's Osir, then it's Osir. That's the idea.
So we're assuming that when you eat it, even though it's happening in a different time period, that's still considered
what is it?
You cook it first. Right,
right, so the Gemara is right, that's what Rashi said. We're talking here about the Malkus of the Achila. I'm not talking about the Malkus of cooking right now. I'm talking about the Malkus of Achila. So I eat this piece of meat. It was also for me to eat it before I mixed the milk. It's also for me to eat it after I mixed the milk. So Mandam, our first Mandam, all good. Isser Chal Isser. You have one Isser is called Chalev. Now, by mixing the milk, you're over on the Isser Chal Isser. You're also over on the Isser Chal Isser. Again, Chalev is boss. It's a soup for the Chalev. It's a part of the meat that's meat. Right, but just not allowed to eat it. However, the second opinion is no. Once it's also, it's also. You didn't add anything by me. You can't make it more also. That's your whole ain't Isser Chal Isser. Okay. Then the Gemara, it's a second proposal. It's not low. You don't have to say it. The Kulam ain't Isser Chal Isser. Okay. Could be that in general everybody agrees ain't Isser Chal Isser. Everybody agrees ain't Isser Chal Isser. Okay. And again, so according to the first way of looking, if you hold. So then it's not going to be any malchus for the eating. But the second opinion, everybody agrees, ain't Isser Chal Isser. Everyone agrees with that. So what's the machlokus about? He says, Achila the chula amal lo pligi. Everybody agrees when they had in the machlokus between Rambam and Rabasi, when you get malchus, you don't get malchus. Everybody agrees that al achila the chula amal lo pligi. The low luck. Of course, you don't get malchus achila. You're right. I can't answer clearly. It was already osir. So now you added muscle chalav. You added milk. It doesn't make it more osir. That everybody agrees. So everybody agrees. Therefore, you don't get malchus. In this case, you get malchus eating chalav, but you don't get malchus with muscle chalav. Okay. So what's the machlokus? Kipligo abishol. Their machlokus is regarding the act of bishol. I take this piece of chalav. Now I cook it. We also know that in muscle chalav there's an isser bishol as well. Not only is it to eat, but isser bishol too. Kipligo abishol. Manda maloke. The second reader of the machlokas. The person holds, everybody agrees, ain't or chal isser, because again, there's it can't be more osir. So everyone agrees when it comes to achila, there's no loka. What about the bishul? Okay, because there is no isser bishul on chila. So therefore, one opinion says, well, you're going to get malchus or bishul bas b'cholov, because you can't call that isser chal. It's not chal on anything. There is no isser to cook this chalev. There's no isser bishul by chalev. So mele, when I cook it with milk, I'm violating bas b'cholov. Cooking bas b'cholov. Eating, I wouldn't be, because eating was ready also before. But there's no isser bishul on chalev. So now when I go ahead and I cook this chalev together with milk, salvada, I should get malchus or bishul bas b'cholov. That's the first opinion. Manda maloke. That's what he holds, okay? Because not an issue of ain't Yisr Chal Yisr, because there is no Yisr on the Chalav by itself, Okay, however, the other mandamar, that's what mandamar says. There's only one issue. The other mandamar says, and this fits in with what we discussed already at great length, that no, these are not really two different issues. Let's remember, says the Gemara, that's the last line. The mandamar local, ha'cha afkarachmol achila b'loshem pishol. Let's remember, there's a deep relationship between this, we spent a lot of time on it, there's a deep relationship between this bishul of basul chavah, this achila basul. They're not two separate, unrelated issues. The bishul is, and the lashon of the Torah is lo savasha, right? I mean, we had all kinds of explanation how that relates to that achila. It's a siog, it's this, we spent a lot of time, right? But clearly, the Gemara is saying it's basically one, you know, it's one issue, okay? And the Torah establishes kesher between this bishul and this achila. Okay? And that's why it says Losi Vashel. Therefore, if there's no Malchus on the Achila, because it happens to be that the Chelev was also to begin with, because Egesu Chan, Egesu Chan, Egesu Chan, so the male is also no Malchus on the Bishol. That's this opinion. You follow? The second opinion is that you don't get, why you don't get Malchus? The first guy is right. You should get Malchus and Issa Bishol. Before there was no Issa Bishol on this piece of Chelev, and now you mix it with milk. You violate Bishol, Bosom, Cholov. Second, the Mandamar says no, because the Isser, Bishul, Isser, Achila are interconnected, and therefore if there's no Isser, no added Isser, no Malchus for Achila, because it was also before, then there can't be any Malchus for Bishul. Again, relates to what we discussed, that perhaps the only Isser of Bishul is even come to eat it, the relationship between Bishul and Achila. So we'll get that? That's the second opinion. Third opinion is, okay, another approach, Vika Damri, the second line of Kuvidat Malala, the third approach. Vika Damri, no, Vika Damri, Abishul kula amalok pligi deloki. The other way, bishul. Of course, you get malchus. After all, that doesn't touch on the issue. Ain iser chal iser. There's no original iser on chilek. So everybody agrees that for bishul in this case, taki you would get malchus for bishul. If you take a piece of chilek and cook with milk, avad it is iser bishul basa b'chalav. Because what do you mean iser chal iser? Ain iser chal iser. It has nothing to do with. There's no previous iser. There was no such thing as bishul. No iser bishul whatsoever. A piece of chilek. Now you mix it with milk. It's a brand new issue called Bishul. So why do you get Malchus according to this approach? Ki pligi achila. The question is, do you also get for achila? Mandam ain't loked by an issue chal iser. The mandam says you don't get Malchus for eating because that issue existed in chelev already. So therefore, adding you don't add it out a new issue in terms of achila by mixing with milk. Yeah, you violate Bishul. That's true. But you're not going to violate the issue achila. There's no, again, that was also from before. That's an issue chal iser. No, again, based on that relationship between Bishul and Achila, he says the reverse of what we said before, that no, since everyone agrees you got to get Malchus of Bishul, because the discussion of Enes or Chalis doesn't enter into the equation regarding the piece of Chalim, because the piece of Chalim had no Issa of Bishul from before. Mamela, once now you're mixing, you're cooking and you're violating the Issa of Bishul Basa B'chalim, and you get Malchus for that, so Mamela you get Malchus for Achila. It's like an exception. No, Enochanami, in general, Enes or Chalis. But this is an exception, because since the Torah formulated the Issa of eating bas b'chalav in the lashon of lo savasha. I mean, it never says, we discussed again at great length, we know this, it never says you're not allowed to eat, no lo sochu and so on, the way we assume, and it never says that regarding bas b'chalav specifically. So the whole issue is eating bas b'chalav is a byproduct, if you will, or it's an offshoot of the issue of bishul. Memela, if you get malchus of bishul, because ain issue of chalav doesn't apply here, because the issue of, there was no issue of bishul by chalav, so memela, when I mix the milk, it's a brand new issue of bishul bas b'chalav, so it schleps along, you know, kind of like as a subsidiary or a side category, the Issa Bishul or the Malchus Bishul. Now this is a new category, you get Malchus for Achila as well. Okay, that's the third opinion. Again, it's kind of an exception, but based upon the fact that the Torah's presentation connects it to Bishul, so you look on Bishul, look on Achila as well. And and the fourth opinion is totally different altogether. The fourth opinion is Vibay Sena Mar Omar Khada Omar Mar Khada Lo Pligi. Okay, what's it mean? Okay. What does it mean? Just a moment. Everybody does. Did I skip it? No. Yes. So everybody agrees that there's Enes Uchalisa. Okay? Vibay Sena Mar Khada Mar Khada Lo Pligi. What does that mean? You misunderstood. There's no machlokas. One mandam was talking about bishul, and we had Rabbani and Rabasi, charam loke, charam ain loke. One mandam I said it was talking about bishul. You get malchus because you can't talk about ain isur chalis or yes isur chalis with regard to the bishul because there was no existing isur on the of bishul on the chelik. And the mandam says ain loke. It's because ain isur chalis. Okay, that's the fourth opinion is is really the machlokas. The two speakers are talking about two different cases. They're talking about two different situations. You know, sometimes that happens. You know, you have machlokas and you realize, oh, he was talking about case A, he was talking about case B. Comes in the moral a lot of times. So that's the sugya. What emerges from this sugya, though, is that the overwhelming majority position, whichever way you look at it, all four ways, is that the assumption is ain iser chal iser. Just according to the first approach, that was good for the machlokas. But according to all the other approaches, the second, the third, and the fourth, the working assumption is ain iser chal iser, right? And so the iser of this piece of chalev, so that was already also from before. Therefore, there's no added thing by mixing it with milk. The only question is, in one approach, you still get malchus because it was schlepped along from the bishul. Okay, but everybody, it seems, the overwhelming majority, again, of all four cases, the role of the dais here, everybody agrees that ain iser chal iser. Okay, again, except for one opinion in the first approach. Okay, now, this general sugya of iser chal iser is really a sugya in Yavamas, on the Aflamid Beis, and on, and in various other places as well. I just want to think it's important to understand a little bit about how that works, because as you know, ain iser chal iser, there are many exceptions to that rule. Even though the rogue position seems to be ain iser chal iser, but sometimes there are exceptions, and that's how it's really going to play with us in terms of our case here in Yerodea. So in order to understand this, we'll have to depart a little bit from, move away a little bit from Yerodea. Hopefully we'll have sheets tomorrow, Mishan, and we'll look it up, but we'll go for this. Basically, just simple Gemara is good. Okay? So one of the sugyas that relates to iser chal iser is iser in terms of marriages for a kohen, kohen gadol. The Torah tells us in Vayikra Parakaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalet, Almana ugrusha v'chalala zona elo yikah ki msul amo yikah kisho. That's the pasuk in the Chumash Parshas Emor with regards to the iser of a kohen gadol is not a married almana, right? The widow, a grusha, divorced woman. Chalola, what exactly is chalola? So Rashi helps us out in Chumash, there in Parshas Emor, Avikar Chafal Yudal, but chalola shenolda mipsule kahuna. Right, that means, let's say, a Kohen married a divorced woman. It wasn't supposed to, okay, but they did. So now they have a baby, that girl is going to be called the chalola, so she also won't be allowed to marry a Kohen. Nolda mipsule kahuna, that's what Rashi says. Okay, so Amona, a grusha, a chalola, all these women, cannot marry a kohen gadol, okay? And what about zona? Rashi explains that earlier in the parasha, the pasuk Zion of Parakaf Aleph and Vayikra, zona shenivala bilas Yisrael ha'asula. That's a woman who had relations with not with a kohen, with any type of us of iser, okay? Kigon, high decreases or mesin or bamzer, okay? A woman had relations with someone she wasn't allowed to, so now she herself becomes a chalol. She's now psula kahuna. The woman herself was left with a man who was also law, okay, she wasn't under the kahuna, but now, as a result, among other things, she becomes a chalola and also the kahuna, and also a chalola is, again, like Rashi said before, she nolda min apsulim she b'kahuna, kagon bas almona mikon gadol, bas gushuchut mikon hedu, okay, v'chein she nischalola min akuna, yidei bias echa min apsulim l'kahuna. Okay, so those are the cases. All right, all those women are disqualified from marrying a kohen gadol. So the Gemara in Kiddusha, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, states the following, okay? Tana Rabbana, Kiddusha Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbana, Almana, Eino Chayv Ela Achas, Grusha, Eino Chayv Ela Achas. Okay, what is it talking about? So Rashi bails us out. Again, Kiddusha Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Almana, says Rashi, Bo Al Almana Sheyesh Bo Sholosh Shemos Shalmos. Okay? A woman is three times widowed. Okay, a widow three times. Okay, that's the we're talking about basically she's an almona from three different men. She's almona from three different men. Okay, she can marry, or you can say the same thing about a grusha from three different men. That's the next case, grusha. All those cases, a person in a relation with almona or grusha from three different people says eino chayv ela achas. Okay, only one lot. However, almona a grusha v'chalal zona. If the kohen gadol had relations with a woman who was an almona in this order, okay, Kiseder Hazeh, Rashi fills it in. Shenis Almana Tchila. Okay, here was a woman. It's the same woman. Okay, I only have a relation with one woman. But this woman was first an Almana from somebody. Okay, then Vinissis Lasheni. She married a second man, this girl, this lady. Vigirishin. She got divorced from him. So now she's an Almana from husband one. She's a Grusha from husband number two. Okay, then Vinissis Lakoin. She married a Kohen. She hit the jackpot, right? She hit the, she, now she marries a Kohen. Okay? By marrying a Kohen, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, so she becomes a Chalala. Okay? She becomes a Chalala. So now she's an Almana from the first husband, a Grusha from the second husband, a Chalala by living with the third husband, the third man. V'charkach nivela le'echem in ha'psulim. Okay? O l'krovim bilas nus. She committed regular old-fashioned adultery. Okay? With somebody else, with someone else's puzzle, or a relative, whatever. And now she's Nasa's Zona. Okay, the Psulit Behuna Chalala Yikazona. Chalala Yikazona, like that's a different Machlokus. So Mishari Sum Zona, Havik Chalala, Havik Kalam, fine. So in all these cases, if now the Kohen Gadol was with this woman, so what is she? She's an Almana, she's a Grusha, she's a Chalala, and she's a Zona. So says the Gemara, Chayabo Kol Achas V'Achas. You get four different, in fact, four different sets of Machlokus. Chayabo Kol Achas V'Achas. However, the reverse, Zinsa, she did the opposite order. Zinsa, first she slept with someone she wasn't allowed to, like a relative, whatever, committed adultery, or incest. Nishala, then she became a Nishala, then Nisgarshim, so then Nisamal, that, Eno Chai Velahas. That's the Gemara Kedushin, Ayin Zayin and Aleph. Obviously, a little bit strange, because, you know, offhand, we would ask, what difference does the order make? And the woman is what she is, so if you have a pasuk in Chumash, about a Kohen Gadol, Almona, Grusha, Chalala, and say, Kachu, so who cares? It has to be Dafke in that order. But that's what Mara says. In order to get multiple Malkus, her development in terms of relation with different men before she came to the Kohen Gadol had to be in order. First an Almona, then a Grusha, then a Chalala, and Zona. Yeah? So the Gemara is bothered by this on Ayin Zayin and Beis. That was Ayin Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara is bothered by this on Ayin Zayin and Beis. And the Gemara wonders, okay? Almona, Grusha, Chalala, Zona. Hi Tana, my Kasova, the author of this Tana Rabbanan, what does he hold? E Kasova, Isser Chal Isser, if he believes in the concept, that's what it looks like, Isser Chal Isser, because first she's an Almana, then she's a, okay, if you believe in Isser Chal Isser, so every time this woman did something else that she wasn't supposed to, so each time a new Isser was Chal, and you believe in Isser Chal Isser, so then Ibchanami, so who cares about the order? So let's say she was a Grusha first, then she became an Almana, what difference does it make? If you're telling me Isser Chalit, it's an Isser. Each one is an Isser. Four different Isser mentioned in the Chumash, right? Each one is an Isser, so who cares about the order, right? If you hold in that, yes, Isser Chalit, Isser. On the other hand, the Kasava ain't Isser Chalit, Isser. So, but if you believe that ain't Isser Chalit, Isser, so I feel like you say that Hazen Namilos. Then why are you ever subject to more than one set of Malkus? Ain't Isser Chalit, Isser. So once you have the first act, the first, you became an Almana, that's it. So the fact that she was also Grusha, also Zona, also Chal, who cares? Right, if you believe, Ein Isser, Chal Isser, that's what we established, it looks like Marisug and Chulin, that we hold Ein Isser, Chal Isser, so why in the world, even in the quote-unquote correct order, even in the order of the Psukim, you should still not get Malkus more than once, because Ein Isser, Chal Isser, right? It can't be more Osir. She was, the Almana is Osir to the Kohen Gadol. So the fact that she's also Grusha and also, who cares, right? It can't be more Osir, it's Osir. If you believe Ein Isser Chal Isser. On the other hand, if you believe yes Isser Chal Isser, then who cares about the order? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, so I'm a Rava. Hai Tana Isser Chal Isser Lesley. The Rava answers, no, this Tana believes, this author has been believed, that Isser Chal Isser Lesley. He doesn't believe it. Taka usually Ein Isser Chal Isser. It's true. Ein Isser Chal Isser. But Isser Mosif Isley. He believes that when you have what's called Isser Mosif, some of you learned this before, and some of you have come across before. So, Isser Mosif, what's an Isser Mosif? So, if the Isser number two in your line of violations, if Isser number two adds something to Isser number one, okay, so that, yes, Isser Chal Isser, because something, it's not, it's not really Chal Al Isser. The logic, the rule is Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. But if something else is being brought into the mix, so it's not really chal on that iser. So what is ein iser? So what does that mean? So the Gemara here again is Kedushin Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hai Tana iser chal iser lesley. He does not believe iser chal iser. Like we said here in Kulin, ein iser chal iser. But iser Mosif Islam. Almana is a surah le kohen gadol. An almana can't marry a kohen gadol between them, but the shayla kohen hedjit. But an almana can marry a kohen hedjit. A regular kohen even today can marry a widow. Well, can't marry a divorcee, but can marry a widow. Okay. However, Havilah Grusha wants this woman. So therefore, when this woman was an almana, step one was she was an almana. So then she's only usher to whom? To the kohen gadol. But now that she became a grusha, that is not really iser chal. That's a new iser. Why is it a new iser? Because migdi tosef lo yisur legabe kohen hedjit. He tells her he's a kohen gadol because now that she's a grusha, she's also a surah to a kohen hedjit. So by becoming a grusha now, in a certain sense, it's not that she's more usher, but there's a new iser in the mix here, and that iser applies to the kohen gadol as well. A kohen gadol can't marry a grusha either, right? So since now she he tells her iser legabe kohen hedjit, so he tells her iser legabe kohen gadol. Okay, however, at this point, so that's why you're going to get two malchus, the kohen gadol. You get malchus for almana, and also malchus for grusha, because it's not this chal iser. The iser grusha is a new iser. How do I know it's a new iser? Because it applies to kohen hedjit as well, which almana didn't. So, since it's a new iser categorically, so it's a new iser on the kohen gadol as well, and therefore he gets a second set of malchus. Okay, when you begin to see already, that stuff gets in that order. Right, because if he was a grusha first, so then becoming an almana, if he became an almana, that didn't add anything. That didn't add. That wasn't a new iser. He was a, right. So you'll see why the order matters. Right. Continuing the Gemara, let's see the Rashi's first. Rashi is. I'm going to read it. I don't have it in front of me, so I'll read it. Iser mosif nisgarsha migu di tosef ala machmas shen grusha. True, this woman was already a surah to the kohen gadol because she happened to be an almana, but a new issur had been brought in, right? But continuing in the Gemara, but badayin sharya lemecha betruma. But if, as Rashi explains, if she was a bas kohen, if this woman was a bas kohen, she's still mutter to eat truma, even though she's an almana, even though she's a grusha, she's still mutteris to eat truma. Okay. However, once she becomes a chalola, have the chalola miga di tos nisul avecha b'tshuma di tos nisul gabi kohen gadol. Okay. A chalola is not allowed to eat. The pasuk said lo yichalel. I forgot the exact expression, but mischalel kedusha, she loses her kedusha. So therefore, something new has also been brought into the mix once she becomes a chalola, namely that she's now a surah to tshuma. So mamela again. Want something that's not called Isser Chal, it's not Chal on the Purim, it's a new Isser. Right? It's a new Isser. And finally, El Zona, my Isser mostly is bought, but what about Zona? Okay, what about Zona? So it says the Gemara, Amar Chana, Amar Katina, Ho, Vashem's Nus, Post will be Israel. Okay, because if a woman commits adultery, so that's even true for a regular, if a woman is married to a non Kohen. Commits adultery with somebody, so now she's a Surah Labaila. Surah Bola Ulabaila, she's a Surah Labaila. So therefore, the category of znus, of zona, also adds something to the mix. Namely, it would be, even be true by a non-kohen. Right? A woman, as Rashi explains, kegonim zinsa tachta of neseris al baila, hachinami afkab da iznus lav tachas baila, miru shem znus ashkanba mei mosif alma. It's considered a little more of an issue we're not going to now, but it's still an issue mostly, even though she didn't necessarily commit adultery, she can get the shem zona without that, but that's the category of zona. Anyway, what comes out from this sugya in Avodah Zarah is that we have a new piece of information equation, namely, even though we assume ain iser chal iser, but when the second iser is mosif, it adds. Now, again, we don't have time to go into all the details here, but the mosif can be in a number of situations, or the mosif can be a number of manifestations, let's put it that way. One is, what is mosif? It's mosif people. In other words, the Isser is a broader Isser that encompasses now more people, right? Before she was an almana, it was only a Isser to kohen gadol, one person. Now she becomes a grusha, she's an Isser to a whole batch of new people, namely any kohen hedjit. That's a lot more people. And then with Zona, she becomes also, you know, a case of Zona would be Isser even to a Yisrael, right? So that's called Isser Mosif, adding on to the numbers of people. Okay, there are other examples of Isser Mosif, which we'll see a couple, but I'll mention right now. There also is an Isser, not with other people, but the Isser is added to with regards to this very same person. Okay, for example, if you have Chelet, okay, you have
So, for the Chalal and the Grusha, though, are those both just Isserim on the regular Kohen? So why is that adding on? What's the new element?
No, the new element is with the halal, the added element is that she's also a chuma. There's a manifestation. There's a different piece of information with there. And with the zonish, would be the shame zone, so those supplies even to Yisrael.
So halal can be chuma, and then she puts the krusha. But halal also says, the order was halal, almana, halal, krusha halal.
Yeah, krusha halal. That's the order of the pasuk. That's a pasuk chumash. Parshas Emor again. Vayikra parak kaf ala pasuk. Yudal almano grushim chalal azon. Okay, so let's dafka that order. That's the only way. Each time you're increasing something, the whole lumbus of the order is because each time you're mosif something else. You're mosif in the new. So again, very often iser mosif, as an example that we just saw, is that the mosif aspect of this iser is that it adds on new people. In other words, the iser extends to more than one person, that's Issa Moshe. But sometimes Issa Moshe can be Issa Moshe, even if it just adds something to that individual. So, okay, so let's say you have an animal, okay, to Nalari, you have a kosher animal, to Nalari, the chelav of the animal, and then you dedicate it to Hekdesh. So now, there's an Issa for this person. Besides Issa Chelav, there's also an Issa Hekdesh, right? Because the Issa Hekdesh, it's not that you're Makdesh the animal, not only is the chelav Osir, but the whole animal is also, right? You've extended the Issa to be even more than just a few limited pieces of meat. Now it's on everything. That's another form of Isser Mosif. Okay, another form of Mosif in the Isser for the person. No other person. Doesn't apply to any other person necessarily.
But the Isser Hektish is on other people.
Yeah, but
no,
so it's
Chelel.
I'm saying it didn't add. The right. Chelel is on everybody.
Right, right.
I'm saying, so nothing was added. It wasn't you brought new people into it. You have some of the Isser Chelel, and now you're Maktish, or Chelel and Hektish, so the Hektish within the animal applies to much more than just the Chelel, right? But that doesn't add any more people into it. Another possibility, another type of Isser of Isser Mosif is Tosefes Zman. Okay? The guy takes a shvua not to eat this piece of bread, and the shvua shalocha kikar zayom, and then he takes a shvua not to eat it forever. So it's the same person, but he's added more, right? Then he takes another Isser upon a shvua. It may be different in some areas, but anyway, that's in general the different types of Isser Mosif. Different types of Isser Mosif. Okay. Now, let's return to Chulin. Okay? And take a look. This is the Gemara in the end of the Heaven one in front of you. Take a look. I'll read it. If you have a computer, take a look. This is in the end of Parag Gid Anoshe. Kuf Aleph. Of Kuf Aleph Mad Aleph. Kuf Aleph Mad Aleph. Okay, so now we've been introduced again to this concept of, yes, it's true, as a general rule, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, but if it's Isser Mosif, it is Chal. That's what emerges from that Gemara, but that's why Dafka the order makes a difference. That's the Gemara in Kiddusha. I'm going to discuss other places too. I'm trying to pick the simpler examples. Okay? So now we turn to Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Talking about now Gid HaNoshe, that's the parak. Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, towards the top of the page. Ochel Gid HaNoshe Shal Nevela. And Gid HaNoshe, we know, is the sinew from the hindquarters and so on, Chorayim. So a person, if you're not allowed to eat it, from the story of Yaakov and so on and so forth, okay, well, that's the origin of it, we don't observe it because of Yaakov, but the Rabbah makes a point of that. But anyway, so it says, Amru Yom Rabbah, Ochel Gid HaNoshe Shal Nevela. Okay, what if it's a kosher animal and it wasn't shechted properly, so what's the din there of eating the Gid HaNoshe? It's a good question, right? And the Gid HaNoshe was also Nevela, right? They messed up the Shechita with that. Okay, so that's the case. Ochel Gid HaNoshe Shal Nevela. So, Rameir Mechayev Stein, Rechomam Eno Chayev El Achas. Okay, Machokes, Rameir and Chacham. Okay, what's the Svar of Rameir? Why should Rameir say you get two Malkus? Rameir holds you get Malkus both for Nevela and for Gid. Okay, so he mentioned, or the Svar would seem to be, that according to Rameir, something new has happened, so to speak, when the animal became a nevela, right? Because the Issa nevela includes the entire animal, including the Gid HaNoshe, and although Issa chal Issa, okay, but that's what he called, that's what they call Issa kola, okay? It's a more expansive, it's a little different than Issa mosif, okay? It's a more expansive Issa. It's a more expansive Issa. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim said, no, there's no Issa there. However, the Chachamim admit, continues the Gemara, the Chachamim admit, okay, but the Chacham admit to Reb Meir that if you eat the Gid HaNoshe of a carbon, or Shor HaNisko, which also Asub HaNoah, okay, so then you're Chayev Shtayim. So why should they be motivated in that case? Again, according to Rav Meir, the Issur Nevela is a broader Issur. The Issur Nevela is a broader Issur because it includes all the meat in the animal, whereas Gid HaNasha includes, obviously, only the Gid HaNasha. Okay? And Rav Meir, therefore, says the Issur is Chal on Issur, you know, as an Issur Kolo. And the Chachamim say, no, there's no ain't Issur Chal, it's even Issur Kolo. But they're not. They're only mechayev one for the gid, but not for not for nevela. Again, the gid anusha was also first, so before it became a nevela. However, they agree that if you eat a gid anusha and ola shor nisko, you get two malchus, both for shu gid and for ola or for eating a shor nisko. Why? What's the reason for that? Why is that a broader iser? Okay. So the gemara will prove later the sheet of Yisar Glili is that something happens as well when you add the. Isser of Gid, to add to the Isser of Gid, Isser Ola or Isser Shor HaNisko. What exactly is it? So it's not as clear from the Gemara, but Rashi helps us out and basically says because both with the Ola and the Shor HaNisko, there's also an Isser of Hano. There's also an Isser Hano. Something has been added. Okay? It's a broader Isser, it's an Isser Hano. There is no Isser Hano from Gid HaNosha by itself. Okay? But again, therefore, or Gid HaNasha no Isser HaNo from Nevela either. So Gid HaNasha with Nevela, the Chacham say, no, that's Ein Issur Chal Isser. It's a regular din of Ein Issur Chal Isser. Okay? And therefore, there's no second Malkus. However, if you eat the Gid HaNasha from Korban Olam, you eat the Gid HaNasha from the Shor HaNisko, then you get twice. Why? Because once it becomes an Olam, there's an Isser of HaNo, and once it becomes a Shor HaNisko also, they learn from Sukkim, Shor HaNisko also has an Isser of HaNo. All right, now, that's going to be the source of a little bit of a machlokas. We'll come back to that in a second. I want to look, that's another area. So such a thing called Isser Mosif, there's such a thing called Isser Kolel, which are, again, according to some, as we've seen, exceptions to the rule of Ein Issur Chal Isser. One other important sort of exception to the rule, we take a look in Chulin of Kuf Gimel, a couple pages later, Chulin Kuf Gimel and Aleph. We're talking about the following. This is about the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, which Gemara has a number of approaches to what exactly the Isser, what exactly the machlokas is about. Also, a question if you get two machlokas or one machlokas or something. So I'm not interested in the whole machlokas right now, but just one of the interpretations. Rava Omar, the case is as follows. Kind of in the middle of the page, Kuf Gimel Aleph. Kagon Shetolash Mimena Ever, the Tarfabo. Okay? Let's say I went ahead, and we know there's an Isser called Ever Menachai. So I went ahead and broke the limb off the animal in such a way that it rendered the animal, well, she explains when our kubal amala has broken a certain place, or whatever, okay, but it renders the animal a trefa. So now I'm going to have to eat this piece of meat. It's Eber Menachai, but it's also meat from a trefa. Right? So what's the story? How many malchus do you get? Again, right? So it's machokas v'yochanan Reish Lakish. The guy ripped off the Eber, and by doing that, he tarfed up the animal. So v'yochanan holds. You only get one malchus. Rav Yochanan holds the Isser Eber Menachai is not chal, okay, until you were tolish the Eber. I'm sorry, Rav Yochanan holds you get two malchus. Rav Yochanan says you get two. Let's see, Mark explains it. Mar sover, that's a Yochanan behema bechayel evarim eno medes. Okay, while the animal's alive and well, so there's no Isser right now in this animal. Okay, the animal is a living animal. Mar sover behema bechayel evarim eno medes. Isser Eiver, Isser Trefa, Bahade, Hadode, Ka'osu. In this case, where the guy ripped off the leg of the animal and thereby made the animal a Trefa, so the Isser of Gid HaNasha, of Eiver Menachai, and the Isser of what? Trefa appeared simultaneously. Right? While the animal's alive, it's fine, the animal's alive. Now I break off the leg in such a way, again, there's a technical way you have to do it above the certain joint, but whatever it is, you do it in such a way that renders the animal into a trefa. So now the Isser trefa and the Isser Eber Menachai arrive simultaneously. So in such a case, if you open a hold, you get two malchus. Why? What about Ein Issur Chal Isser? What's the answer? One's not chal on the other, they came together. Isser Chal Isser means I have a pre-existing Isser, and now a new Isser arrived. Here, there's no pre-existing, right? And the Isser Chal Isser is not relevant here, according to Bialchon, because they came together. So the Isser of Trefa, the Isser of Ebrachai, were simultaneous. Yeah? So that's the Shita of Bialchon, okay? And therefore, Chayav Malchus twice. Mishlokish says, no, Mar Sova, the Hein Mechayale, Mechayale there, Le Varim Omedet. Says Rosh Lakish, no, the Isser of Eivim Achai really, in a certain sense, exists from the second the animal is born. Right? The Isser of Eivim Achai is an existence. Any time I see the animal, if I break off a piece, so that's called Eivim Achai. So that existed already. Okay? In theory, it already exists from the time the animal... But Trefa develops later. Trefa is only later on. So therefore, says Rosh Lakish, no, that's an Isser Chal Isser. The Isser of Trefa is not going to be Chal, on top of the Isser of Menachai. What do you mean, on top of the Isser of Menachai? Because the Isser of Menachai was already in existence. Again, that depends how you look at it. It's a local Achokas there. But again, his opinion is, Behem Mechai Ala Evarim Omedes. Right? The Isser of Trefa, therefore, did not come at the same time. And therefore, Lo Asi Isser Trefa Chai Ala Isser Eber. All right, so that's the machlokas v'yochanan shlokas there. But what emerges that everyone would agree that another exception to the rule of Isser Chal Isser is that the two Isurim arrive simultaneously. That's what's clear. And even Rosh Lakish agrees to it, just argues that it's not simultaneously. Okay, Rosh Lakish says Isser Eivim Achai was already Chal, it was already in place before the Isser Trefa arrived. But fundamentally, he agrees. So that's another, again, I don't want to call that exactly an exception, but we're talking about Isser Chal Isser. You can violate two different Isurim, no problem with Isser Chal Isser. It's not Chal Al Isser. Right? It's not Chal Al Isser. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, and of Nunam Beis, you want to call Shayna Bezer, woods, one after the other, or would be relevant. Would you ever do the same thing? I feel about Sacha Seno. The same rule is going to be if it's simultaneous. The Gemara makes an equation between when something is one after the other and when something is done at the same time. So call Shayna Bezer, Charzer, I feel about Sacha Seno. Something which wouldn't apply if it's done one after the other, would also not apply if it's done simultaneously. So the Tosfos read there, it's a different sugya. The Tosfos read there at Kedushin, Nun of Bey, Dilma Asa, Kol She'inu B'zeh HaZeh, yes, Reisi Makshin B'zeh, Bahari Surin, Darmin Eni Yisur Chal Yisur, V'isnehu B'bas Achaz, V'isur B'bas Achaz, Chayim Shtayim. But one second, we do make, with regards to Yisur Chal Yisur, a distinction, we just saw, when it's one after the other, or when it's simultaneous. When it's simultaneous, okay, Yisur B'bas Achaz, Chayim Shtayim. Our case of Eivim Achai and Trefa, if we should assume, again, and Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, according to the explanation we just said, did not argue about that. They only argued, is it simultaneous or not? But if the Kulam HaOpli, it would be simultaneous, it would not be an issue in Issa Chalas. Mamela. So if it's B'vas Achas, okay, it's B'vas Achas, you're Chayav Shtayim. If that's the case, what do we say? So I thought the rule in Kiddushin says the Tosfos Reed is called She'ena B'zeh HaZeh Afilu B'vas Achas Eino. We equate it, so it shouldn't matter when it's simultaneous. If it's true when it's simultaneous, it should be true when it's zeh chazeh. If it's not true by zeh chazeh, like we just said, the Rish Lakish held that if it's not true by zeh chazeh because the Danish Chal Isser, so then it shouldn't be. We should say Danish Chal Isser was simultaneous. You follow? That's a rule. That's the given. Not for the geometric proof. The given is for the sugya that the Tosfos Reed is talking about. It's kol she'en b'zeh chazeh. I feel about zeh chazeh. Okay, that comes up in many places. If Bezach or Zeh, we're going to apply the rule of Enes Chal Isser, then we should apply it as well when it's simultaneous. That's basically the Tosfos with the Ra'isi Maksha. Okay, but he says, Ein Zin Kusha Shokom. That's not a kash, he says. The Vadag Masha Adam Ose Befiv Kidon Kidusha Achayos, Vamaisi, Vamaisi Dogger, Vamaisi 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 Anyway, he gives a teretz. The key part is the end. Okay, let's have a case, and that's again in Kiddushin. I had two brothers marrying two sisters. Okay, so my brother married a woman, and now I'm marrying her sister. So what occurs simultaneously? As soon as I marry her, so I'm now a surat, the Aishas, the status of Aishas Ach, okay, I'm sorry, the status of Aishas Ish, I'm sorry, the status of Aishas Ish and the status of Aishas Ach come at the same time, right? So she's Aishas Ish, don't have to be two brothers married two sisters, I'm sorry. My brother marries a woman, okay, my brother marries a woman, that's the first case, that's the case he quotes. My brother marries a woman. So now she's asura to me for two reasons. First of all, she's Aishas Ish, right? Like any other, but also Aishas Ach. Okay, so those come at the same time. So it says the Tosfos, you cannot now say, well, since we hold that Kol Shem is Mizeh Hazeh Filu Asacha, say no. So we're going to say, now I'm going to be mutter, it's not going to be asur at all for me to be with this woman? It doesn't make any sense. It's got to be chai of both. The both, when they arrive simultaneously, it's not mistabber to say, it's either all or nothing. It's either all or nothing. Which one are you going to pick? Right? They're both applicable. So in Melech, says in Tosfos Rid, the rule of Einu Bezechas, Kosh Einu Bezechas, Asachas Eino, doesn't apply. Otherwise, you'd be left with no Issa, or no Malchus. That's impossible. But that's what Tosfos Rid basically says. Okay, that's a side point. Let's take a look at the Rambam. How do we pass on this whole thing? So the Rambam, in Targ Yud Zayin, Hilchos Issur Biyah, Rambam Paskins in Halacha Ches Tesen Yud. Okay, it's good to see. Per Yud Zayin Halacha Ches Tesen Yud says the Rambam. Klal Godol Hu B'chol Isurim Shebetorah She'ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Rambam gives you the rule to Klal Godol B'Torah, right? That all Isurim Ein Iser Chal Iser. Ella in Kain Hayu Shnei Isurim Ba In Ka'achas. Unless, again, you're looking at Parag Yud Zayin, Hilchos Yisur Biyah, Halacha Ches, unless the two Yisurim Archal arrive at the same time. That's one exception. Oh, Shehoya Yisur Echad Mosif Dvarim Acherim Al Oso Yisur. If it adds new things, okay? Oh, Imhoya Kol El Dvarim Acherim Yisur Zeh. Or it's expansive, it expands, it covers more cases. Leficha. Isha, this is Ches Tesen Yud, Yisur Biyah, Parag Yud Zayin. Leficha. Isha shahaisa alman, v'nasas grusha, v'nasas chalala, v'nasas zona, ubo alea koin gadol, achar kach, loke arba malkios al biyachas. He sleeps with her once, four malkios for that. Lefi, shalmana asur le koin gadol, umiteres lehedrin. I'm going to spell it out. Shalmana is asur le koin gadol, umiteres lehedrin. Now shchozim is grusha, she becomes a grusha, no simple iser, v'nasas le koin hedrin, the new iser, iser mosin. She's also not a koin hedrin. Lefi chok, Noses bo iser acher al iser amono, but vadayin mutaris echol chuma. Nases chalola noses bo iser shari nesu de chuma. Vadayin mutaris yisrael. Nases zona ho be a shame znus shal seras ha yisrael im zinas ishto barotzo noses bo iser acher. Hu adin, same thing by the way, the round adds would apply the coin hedger shabola grusha shanase chalola. Again, amono is not in the picture for coin hedger. It's mutter alamona, but if she was a grusha, then became a chalor, then a zona, she's a locus sholosh. Okay? Aval nishtana seder zeh, but if you don't do it in that order, then ain't a loka elachas, then it's only one. Because why? Because ain't iser chalos. So says the Rambam with regards to that issue. Okay? Exactly as we explained. Now, let's come back now to Basel Chol. Okay? We already said that our sugya here in Kulan, daf kuf yud gimel, we established Einis or Chal Iser according to most of the deis that comes out in the Gemara. And you only get Malchus maximum for the Bishul, those who hold. Those who hold. Again, we said that two ways to look at it, but there were several shittas said that you would get Malchus or Bishul because there's no Iser Chal Iser there, because there's no Iser Bishul with Chalav altogether. There's no Iser Bishul with Chalav altogether. So let's take a look now at the Rambam in our case, okay? Parak Ches, Hilchos Machos, Asuras, Halacha Vav. That was in Surah B. Let's look at the Rambam. Perches, Nuchos Machos, Surahs, Aloch, Evav. Says the Rambam, Ha'ochel Gid Hanoshe Shel Nevela, Oshel Trefa, Oshel Ola, Chayev Stein, Miko, Mitoch, Shenichlal, Beisur, Shaar Gufa, Shaimutur, Nichlal Gam Hagid, Venosor, Nosof Ola, Isur Achir. Says the Rambam, you get Malkus for Gid Hanoshe and for Nevela, or and for Trefa, whatever the animal became. You get two separate sets of malchus. Why? Because the iser nevela is a broader or a more encompassing iser. It includes all the meat of the animal, not just the gid. So the mela, since it's chal now that it became a nevela or a trefa on the whole behema happens to include the gid. It's true the gid was usher to you from before then, but it doesn't matter. But that's a case where the Rambam says chayav shtayim, because that's the case of iser, of an iser kol, a broader iser. Okay, now. We move, however, to Paratess of Hilchos Machalos, or it's Halacha Vav, Paratess Halacha Vav. There, the Rambam writes, Aval HaMiddle, Aval HaMava, Aval, it's the middle of the Rambam, Aval HaMavasha B'sar Mesa, O Chele, O Chayotze Behem B'cholav, Loke Al Bishulo, but Ve'ena Loke Al Achilos Mishum Bas B'cholav, She'ein iser bas b'chol chal al iser nevela, o iser chela. She'ein kan lo iser kolo, lo iser mosif, lo iser basachas. The Rambam says very simply, Mevashel, Bisar Nevela, Bisar Mesa, right? The non-kosher slaughtered animal. You're Mevashel that, okay? Or you're Mevashel Chelev in milk, right? Bisar Mesa in milk. Loka al Bishul. You definitely get Malkus for Bishul. You definitely get Malkus for Bishul because that's not an Isser Chal Isser because the Nevela or the Chelev did not have an Isser Bishul attached to it. So by cooking it now, milk, I'm violating his official basa mechalav. Good, but again, I read the Rambam. This is per test. But the eno loka alachilos, so we don't get achilah mishum basa mechalav. You're going to get malchus for chelat or for an nevela, fine. But you're not getting malchus for basa mechalav. So Rambam says she ain iser basa mechalav chal al iser nevela, oh al iser chelat. Right, iser basa mechalav will not be chal on iser nevela or iser chelat. She ain kan because it doesn't fit any of the exceptions that we mentioned earlier. It's not an iser kolo. It's not an iser mosif. It's not an iser basachas. Right, it doesn't fit any of the categories of exceptions that we presented earlier. So says the so points out the Rambam, and that's the story. Now, there is one other now missing from the Rambam. Okay, this is what we're going to get to. This is started now. Missing from the Rambam is what about Hana? What about Hana? Isn't there an addition, so to speak, of the Isser Hana? There's no Isser Hana from Chelev. There's no Isser Hana from Nevela. So why don't we say that, well, now the Rambam says you get, you'll get the Isser Abishal, okay, if you're Mevashal, Bisar Nevela, or Chelev. In Cholev, it's definitely Isser Abishal, Basar Cholev. What about the Isser Hana? So the Rambam is silent about that here. Okay, so we'll have to hold that thought for a moment. Rambam doesn't say anything. There is another equation, another piece of the equation that we should look at, and that is the Gemara, again, still in the Paragin Anoshe, on Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph and Aleph. We'll put it all together. Okay, the Rambam, the Gemara in Kuf and Kuf Aleph and Aleph, that's from the Sugi before, okay, about the Gid Anoshe of Nevela and so on. The Gemara brings in the Shita of Yosak Lili. Okay, the Gemara says, Oman Haitana. The Isser Kolo, Isser Chal, Isser Lesle, Isser Kolo, Isser Chomer Isle. I'm Rabbi Yosef Glili, if not. The Gemara brings in a sheet of Yosef Glili. I'm not going to read the whole time, the whole lumbus, but he says, the Gemara says there is a Tana who holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser, even if it's Isser Kolo, even if it's a more expansive, it's still Ein Isser Chal Isser, but if the second Isser is more Chomer, if it's a stronger Isser, it's Yes Chal. Okay? Rashi explains that by Isser Kolel, so the Isser Gid is Chal from the moment that the animal is born. Okay? Now, Isser Nevela came later. So Yosef Glili said, even though the Isser Nevela is broader, because it encompasses all the meat of the animal, not just the Gid, Yosef Glili says, still, Ein Isser Chal Isser. Ein Isser Chal Isser, and you're only a loka for the Gid. Okay? However, if you have an Isser Gid, this explains what we said before. And on top of the Isser Gid, there's also an Isser of Olah, Shor and Iskah. Remember, we said he admitted, the second opinion admitted, the Chachamim, who's the Chachamim? Yosef Glili. The second opinion admitted that if it's not Gid Hanoshe of a Stam Mesa, Gid Hanoshe Shal Nevela. There they said only Chayav Achas. Why? What do you mean? It's Isser Kol. He doesn't agree with that. It's an exception. He says, Ein Isser Chal Isser. Okay, so therefore, even since the Gid was also before, the fact that it's now an Avela doesn't change anything as far as I'm concerned, says Yosef Glili. Okay, but if it's an Ola, a carbon, an animal of a carbon, Ola, or it's an animal of Shor HaNiskot, which are also Bahana, there he agrees you would get extra Malkus. You get a second set of Malkus with the Gid also. Yosef Glili is Moda. Okay, and Rashi explains, because there, your Mosif Isser Hano. Okay, again, in the long Rashi, but you should look at them, you'll see that you'll get it. It's not difficult. Okay, you're also getting in your Mosif Isser Hano. So there, a new Isser is Chal on this Gid Anoshe. Before you mixed it with the milk, the Gid Anoshe was only Osir Be Achil, right? Before you mixed it. Now that you mix the Gid Anoshe with milk, a whole animal mixed with milk, so now the Gid Anoshe is also Osir B'Hana. Right? There's a broader, a more stringent Isser, Isser Hana. Okay, so now there's Isser Gid, or, you know, but one second. Yeah, I'm sorry. That if you cook, I said it wrong. I'm sorry again. I'm sorry. He doesn't discuss the Issa Hanah of Basar, the Basar Chalav Hanah. That's what we want to discuss. I jumped the gun. He discusses that if it comes from an Ola, forgive me, the Issa Hanah is because it's an Ola. The Issa Hanah is because it's a Shor Nisqal. So that's when he says that a new Issa is an occasion. Get to the Basar, but doesn't speak about it. I jumped the gun. I gave away the punchline. Okay, the case in the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef Lila is Moda is that you ate the meat. Was the meat from a carbon ola, meat from a carbon shor niskal. So now, once it becomes labeled a shor niskal, so in addition, Isser Gid is also Isser Hanah. It comes out from Rashi that adding Isser Hanah is called an Isser Mosef. That's what I'm going to jump the gun, but that's what comes out from Rashi, right? Adding an Isser Hanah is called Isser Mosef. Even if Yosef Haglili agrees in that case, it's Isser Mosef. Okay? It's the new Isser comes into the picture. Isser Kolel, he doesn't agree. The Isser Kolel is the same Isser, just covers more body parts, right? The Isser Kolel, then you have a Nevela. Before, it was also Giran Osher, just Giran Osher. And now that you became a Nevela, it's more body parts, the same Isser. Okay? It's not a new category. However, by Isser Mosef, when you have something else, namely Isser Hanah, that's that the Yosef Haglili agrees to. And that's what is the Isser Mosef here? The fact that it's an Isser Hanah. Okay, and that's how other Bishonim say also the Chidush Ramban. Here in Chulin Kuf Aleph Ben Aleph, the Ramban also says that he tried to explain the Sheet of Yosef Haglili because the Gemara talks about Isser Kolel. Says, no, Isser Kolel and Isser Mosef have to go together. That's what he says, and maybe I'll have to come back there because it's late now. But what I want to mention now, it emerges in Ramban as well that the Isser Mosef is the Isser Hanah. And the Chidush Aran, earlier in that Sugya, Peites and Beis, in Chulin says also explicitly, the Isser Hanah is the Mosef here. It is the Mosef. And that's how Rashi seems to learn. Ha'omen l'regdenu in this Svara is Tosus. Tosus on a page, Kuf Al-Fanal, Dumasl, Isser Kolel, okay, Tosus says that the Hanah is not considered Isser Mosef, okay, so Hanah is not considered Isser Mosef, okay, but rather he distinguishes between the fact that by Ola and Shor Niskal you have a Chumrah, okay, but Isser Hanah is not enough to classify it Isser Mosef. We'll need to understand what the story behind Tosos is. It's a little bit unclear. All right, the Tosos Rosh, who sometimes explains the Sheet of Tosos more clearly, Tosos Rosh says that an Isser, in order to qualify as a type of Isser Mosef, it has to include other people and so on. That's what he says, and it doesn't. And it's really just a Chumrah. The fact that it's a Isser Hanah is a Chumrah, but Isser Hanah by itself is not enough to qualify as an Isser Mosef. And that's what's going to play, obviously, with this Basar Chalav. Because Basar Chalav is also Isser Hanah. So this Machlokas Rishonim, you have Rashi on one side, you have the Ran, you have the Ramban, the Tosis, and the Tosis Rosh on the other side, are going to learn differently. They say Isser Mosef, Isser Hanah by itself is not enough to qualify as an Isser Mosef. And that's a major piece of information. Because, again, coming back to our case in Basar Chalav, you have this non-kosher meat, kosher meat, which is not slaughtered. And now you mix it with cheese, and you want to feed it to your pet, and so on. So that, you know, that's going to be the issue. That's going to be the issue. Is Isser Mosef? Is the fact that it's Mosef Hanah, does that qualify as Isser Mosef? Therefore, we wouldn't say Ein Isser Chalas, we'll say Yes Isser Chalas, and therefore the Isser will be, you leave me also to get Hanah from it, you can't feed it to your pet or anything else. Well, we say no. We say no, that that's not enough to qualify as an Isser, and so on. So that's what I have to talk about. Mitzvah Shem will finish this up tomorrow. Some stuff from just explaining the Shitas, Rav Soloveitchik has what to say, and the Ruchanan, and we'll Mitzvah Shem do this tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll meet at about 9:45. Is that okay? Is that right here? 9:45 here?
10 here.
Right here. Okay, the rooms are over. Okay.